The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a Medical Monday, and we're talking about children and cancer. My guests are Camille Butler, founder and director of the Journey to Happiness Movement. Camille lost her 13-year-old daughter to cancer just last year. Also with us, Dr. Sohail Rana, Director of Community Outreach and Education and Professor of Pediatrics and Child Health at Howard University Hospital. Lines are open if you have a comment or question at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Mo, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
You said the website was journeytohappiness.org.
JourneyToHappinessMovement.org.
I came in like maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. I have a 16-year-old son. He has the sickle cell trait, just the trait itself. So that's, I heard that you guys said that one of those cancers were to the trait. So I'll definitely go on the website and do some more research in myself. But I wanted to confirm that is what you were saying and just how I could go about getting some more information in reference to that.
Okay. Yeah. As Camille said, it's JourneyToHappinessMovement.org. But also, Dr. Rana, if there's something else that you can share with Mo about in this particular case, in this particular cancer case, as it relates to the sickle cell trait and the kidney cancer.
I want to repeat it that sickle trait is very common. Almost 8 to 10% of African Americans are born with sickle trait. So, and there are 3 million people living with sickle trait within the United States. And this form of cancer is extremely uncommon. I don't want anybody to stigmatize people living with sickle trait. I think they would live a normal life in every way. They are able to do everything in a normal way. They have normal intelligence in every way. They have normal reproductive capacity in every way and athletic ability in every way. So certainly being aware of sickle trait is critical for making correct decisions about having children, because in some situation you may end up having a child with sickle cell disease who would be sick or who would require a lot of treatment to stay healthy. Second thing are these few rare situations like losing blood in the urine, having a portion of kidney becoming dying or infarcted, as we call it in medical lingo, and then having loss of blood in the urine. So that's the second thing which can happen. In extreme situation, like in a boot camp, some people have suffered from extreme exhaustion and heat injury and they have died. That's an extremely rare situation which can be prevented. And Camille is so right. Education can be extremely helpful. But that education is helpful for every athlete, every boot camp participant. Yeah. And the last part is this rare cancer, which can happen being aware but not running to the doctor that my child has sickle trait, need to be checked, because the chances of this happening are extremely rare.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel you definitely want to check. Like he mentioned, Dr. Rana mentioned, it is rare, but I think being aware and being able to advocate, we were not able to advocate, I feel, for our child. And what I've also found to the gentleman that called in, at least 90% of RMC patients, and that's renal medullary carcinoma, are athletic, maybe have been in the military. So it's things that you want to think about. I'm not saying that it means if you have the trait and you're an athlete, you're going to have the cancer. I'm not saying that. But there is some commonality. There's something there. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to families personally.
Mo, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What have you learned, because you have other children?
Yes.
You have other children, and I'm assuming they're healthy.
They are.
They're healthy.
She was the only one with the trait. Yes.
Because, I didn't want this to be reduced to just a conversation about sickle cell trait, because
right.
This is a broader conversation about cancer. About cancer and health of children.
Yes.
I should ask Dr. Rana this. What should parents know when they suspect that something is wrong? Because Camille said, and what parent would suspect the worst?
Mm-hmm.
An example, my daughter has type 1 diabetes, okay? It took her mother and I years to figure that out, but she had some of the symptoms years before she was diagnosed. It never occurred to us that she was a type 1 diabetic. So how can you have a parent who is caring enough, conscientious enough, without being paranoid to think that it's going to be the end of the world for their child?
That's a very excellent question, even as a physician, because, you know, for example, I can see 100 children with enlarged lymph glands, lymph nodes in the neck, and I can biopsy them all or take them all out and study them, and not one of them would have cancer. And then I may have two or three in a certain situation which suddenly would end up having lymphoma or form of cancer diagnosed. So those are tricky questions. So in general, if you look at childhood cancer in general, almost all symptoms with which these children present are common symptoms, but then they linger on. I think that's the issue. So fever for 3 days is okay, but when fever has extended for 2 weeks, there's something not right. Pain for a couple of days in the hips is okay, but if it's gone on for a couple of weeks or more, you know, this is something need attention. And us pediatrician physicians, we are very busy. Advocacy from parents is so, so critical. I just was congratulating one of my patients, completely unrelated question, but this child was denied cardiac surgery, had complex heart lesion at children. Average education woman, she was just caring mother. And she kept calling me, Dr. Rana, I'm fighting with them to do this surgery, and I'm looking all over the country to somebody. And she found a place in Stanford. They did surgery, and I saw the child, and I couldn't believe it. This child has transformed. So advocacy on the part of family is critical when the symptoms linger, and not to be, you know, when a mother thinks it's not right, it ain't right.
It's not right, right. Yeah.
And, exactly. And I was going to say also, I think when you have, when you have the sickle cell trait and you're noticing, now I know this, if you notice certain things that aren't right, to ask for an ultrasound, because that is the only test that will show the cancer. Mm-hmm. And see, I didn't know that before. Maybe I would have asked. Well, I know I would have asked about that earlier, but I didn't know.
You didn't know, yeah.
You know.
How old are your other children?
Well, my youngest just turned 13, 16, and 21.
How did the family deal with this diagnosis? I mean, obviously, your husband is here.
Yes.
With you, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I didn't know he was coming beforehand.
Right.
But that, I think, is symbolic to me of the kind of support you have. But your children, of course, they're not here. So as a family unit, what were those 5 months like?
We're still healing. You know, I don't know if there'll ever be a time that you are, you know, fully healed. But during that time, they didn't think that she would pass.
Mm-hmm.
They knew she was sick. But to see her probably in that last month where she's starting to really show physically that she's ill, she couldn't walk, you know, those kind of things. They were taking it pretty bad. My youngest is still in therapy. Our oldest, they've all been affected in different ways. But our oldest didn't want to talk about it at all. Mm-hmm. He still pretty much doesn't. So it's just something that we have to continually work on. And we haven't done joint therapy, all of us in one room, which I know at some point we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's been very rough, very rough. And it's only been a year at this point. But I've been told by other families that have experienced something similar with cancer and loss and children that you can't put a time on it and just forget it. Your life is forever changed. It's just, so I have to be open to say, I have to accept that it's different now.
How? You said your life was forever changed. How so?
Just the way the family dynamic once was, everything that we used to do together. She was the kind of like the fire, the spirit in the family, always kept something going, very active. I was her chauffeur for sure. I mean, just all over the place. It's quiet now. It's very quiet. And, you know, we just have to remember to memorialize her memory in a way that affects others. And she asked, you know, maybe a week before she had died, she said, Mom, I want you to write about me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of writing, yes.
What's that
just
like?
In journals. It's, well, I wrote even while she was sick. And sometimes when she's laying in my bed, I was just journaling. I have probably 5 journals around the house, depending on where we were. And even in the hospital. And so now I go back and I look at what I wrote because I was in the moment and it was fresh and raw. And I'll add to it now, you know, in hindsight. And every time I write, I cry. But I'm glad that I wrote so I can remember the things that she said and what I was feeling in that very moment. It's therapy for me. Even this nonprofit is therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something I can do to keep her memory alive, and just if I can help one family, it makes a difference.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Because it's so fresh, it's so raw, it's been a little more than a year, even as you are reaching out to your husband, your children, and others directly or indirectly for faith, for support. I'm sure that there are other people that are going through this who are reaching out to you. What do you tell them?
One thing, you know, I had a mother who reached out because her daughter has the exact, you know, diagnosis. And I told her I wish I could tell her something that would make her feel good. Or it would be all right. I wish it was a prayer. And of course, I'm praying all the time. And I'm praying for anyone going through this, for all of us. But I had to be honest. There wasn't anything I could say that'll make you feel good. It's just that you have to stand strong with your child. My daughter did not see me cry often. A few times I cried with her, but I didn't want her to feel that I didn't think she would survive. Because I really thought, up until that last week, my daughter was going to be fine. I didn't care what it said, what the prognosis read. I didn't care at all. I said, Journey, she's a fighter, so she'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Yeah. Rana, you are just nodding your head. Is that common for parents that are going through this?
No, it's not common, but the way Camille handled it is close to ideal. Letting your child express themselves to the best of ability, asking them questions which would help them talk about their feelings. Many a time, even young children at her age, 13, 14, would look at unfinished business, you know, what they had wanted to accomplish in this world and how they can leave a legacy. And I think letting them express that, and then, you know, I think being there for other people, just listening to them.
Yes.
I think it's healing. And you probably, you know, I have an aunt whose child died of choking on a chicken bone at 1.5. That was 60 years ago. She still cries, I wish I had not given him chicken bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that brokenness and, that gap that is there that never goes off. But you will move on. You'll live a very happy life. And many a time, that brokenness creates a lot of, you know, wonderful qualities, giving qualities, where you heal and give to so many others. That is very, very meaningful. And you're already on that journey.
Yes.
And God bless you for doing it and so early. And I wish you every success in that journey.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation about children and cancer. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly there's more information on the website, journeytohappinessmovement.org, a journey story, the story of her family, and what they're trying to do to raise awareness about children and cancer. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.